The average annual harvest for a Wisconsin logging firm has increased by about 1,000 cords of wood, from just under 6,000 in 2003 to just under 7,000 in 2010. Study author Mark Rickenbach says increased mechanization is responsible for both the drop in the number of logging companies and the increased intensity of the harvest. He says smaller companies are going out of business and larger companies are depending more and more on high-tech equipment to cut and haul trees out of the woods. And he says despite the advantages of increased mechanization, it's still hard to recruit the modern-day lumberjacks needed to do the job.
You know, you're not out there doing what people were doing 30 years ago and cutting down trees with chainsaws and spending long days with bugs or in the cold. I think that's helping, but I think much like we see across much of rural Wisconsin is how do you keep people in those communities to take these jobs?
The profit margin for logging firms has dropped by 3% over the past decade, according to the report, with 38% of firms reporting they just broke even and only 30% ranking their profitability as good. Rickenbach says 67% of the timber being harvested comes from private woodlands.
Land that might be owned by somebody like you, somebody like me, who has 60, 80, 160 acres, most of our timber supply comes from private individuals and families.
The rest comes from county, state, industrial, tribal, or national forests. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.